I am Stephania with a thought for today. Psalm 18, verse 1. Yahweh, how I love thee, for thou hast done such tremendous things for me. Yahweh is my fort where I can enter and be safe. No one can follow me in and slay me. He is a rugged mountain where I hide. He is my savior, a rock where none can reach me, and a tower of safety. He is my shield. He is like the strong horn of a mighty fighting bull. All I need to do is cry to him, oh, praise Yahweh, that I am saved from all my enemies. Verse 4, 18:4 now. Death bound me with chains. So he was pretty close to the grave there at that time, though. We read the previous verse, he's saved from all of his enemies, but we got to get pretty close sometimes, pretty close to the grave, and sometimes, well, we just don't quite make it. Death bound me with chains, and the floods of ungodliness mounted a massive attack against me, or un-Yahweh-likeness mounted a massive attack against me. Trapped and helpless, I struggled against the ropes that drew me on to death. 18:6, verse 6. In my distress, I screamed to Yahweh for his help, and he heard me from heaven. My cry reached his ears. And we could also read that as, he heard me out of his temple, and my cry reached his ears. Then the earth rocked and reeled, the mountain shook and trembled. How they quaked, for he was angry. Fierce flames leaped from his mouth, setting fire to the earth. Smoke blew from his nostrils. He bent the heavens down and came to my defense. Thick darkness was beneath his feet. Mounted on the cherubim, he sped swiftly to my aid with wings of the wind. He enshrouded himself with darkness, veiling his approach with dense clouds dark as murky waters. Suddenly the brilliance of his presence broke through the clouds with lightning and a mighty storm of hail. Yahweh thundered in the heavens. Yahweh above all, Elohim has spoken. Oh, the hailstones, oh, the fire. He flashed his fearful arrows of lightning and routed all my enemies, or routed them. See how they run. Then at your command, O Yahweh, the sea receded from the shore. At the blast of your breath, the depths were laid bare. So a lot of elements of nature are being mentioned here in Psalm 18. He reached down from heaven and took me and drew me out of my great trials. He rescued me from deep waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, I who was helpless in their hands. On the day when I was weakest, they attacked, but Yahweh held me steady. He led me to a place of safety, for he delights in me. And it kind of reminds you of those eight people aboard the ark at Noah's time. He led me to a place of safety. Yahweh rewarded me for doing right and being pure, for I have followed his commands and have not sinned by turning back from following him. Now, let's not get this wrong here. David was not perfect. Never was there a man on earth who never sinned. He could be called perfect, but he had sinned just like any other man. Verse 22, I kept close watch on all his laws. I did not refuse a single one. I did my best to keep them all, holding myself back from doing wrong. And so Yahweh has paid me with his blessings, for I have done what is right, and I am pure of heart. This he knows, for he watches me my every step. And another interjection I'd like to make is that we're not saved by being right and doing the right things. We're saved by the unmerited favor of Yahweh-Hosha and by the Son, that is, of Yahweh. Yahweh-Hosha the Messiah, or Yahusha the Messiah. Verse 25, Yahweh, how merciful thou art to those who are merciful, and you do not punish those who run from evil. You give blessings to the pure, but pain to those who leave your path. You deliver the humble, but condemn the proud and haughty ones. You deliver the humble and condemn the proud and haughty ones, or haughty is the same thing as pride and prideful. You have turned on my light, Yahweh. My mighty one has made my darkness turn to light. Now in your strength I can scale any wall, attack any troop. There's that prayer that goes, take the attack to the wall and over into the enemy's camp. What a mighty one he is. How perfect in every way. All his promises prove true. He is a shield for everyone who hides behind him. For who is Yahweh except Yahweh? Who is the mighty one except Yahweh? Who but he is as a rock? He fills me with strength and protects me where'er I go. He gives me the sure-footedness of a mountain goat upon the crags. He leads me safely along the top of the cliffs. He prepares me for battle and gives me strength to draw an iron bow. In the King James, that sounds really good. In that verse 34, we're reading from the Living. You have given me your salvation as my shield. Your right hand, thy right hand, O Yahweh, supports me. Thy gentleness has made me great. You have made wide steps beneath my feet so that I need never slip. I chased my enemies. I caught up with them and did not turn back until all were conquered. I pinned them to the ground. All were helpless before me. I placed my feet upon their necks. For you have armed me with strong armor for the battle. My enemies quail before me and fall defeated at my feet. We've got 10 verses to go now. Verse 40. You made them, or the enemies, you made them turn and run. I destroyed all who hated me. They shouted for help, but no one dared to rescue them. They cried to Yahweh, but he refused to answer them. See, he didn't answer the prayers of those who made a practice of sinning. Those who out and out rebelled and had no hunger, no thirst, never any desire for the Savior. So I crushed them fine as dust and cast them to the wind. I threw them away like sweepings from the floor. You gave me victory. Thou gavest me victory in every battle. The nations came and served me, even those I didn't know before come now and bow before me. Foreigners who have never seen me submit instantly. They come trembling from their strongholds. Now, if that sounds haughty to you, that's because this is King David speaking. He is the king. He's going to be sitting there in the throne room in heaven after the second coming of the Messiah. Verse 46, now I want to, in a moment here, read this from the King James, this one verse. Yahweh is alive. Praise him who is the great rock of protection. He is the mighty one who pays back those who harm me and subdues the nations before me. And in the King James, and in the song that we sing in the assemblies, Yahweh is alive. Blessed be my rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. So that is verse 46. Yahweh liveth. Yahweh liveth, and blessed be my rock. And let the mighty one of my salvation be exalted. In verse 48, he rescues me from my enemies. He holds me safely out of their reach and saves me from these powerful opponents. For this, O Yahweh, I will praise thee among the nations. Many times thou hast miraculously rescued me, the king you appointed. You have been loving and kind to me and will be to my descendants. That's all 50 verses there of Psalm 18. I have Psalm 19 for you. Psalm 19, verse 1. The heavens declare the power of Yahweh, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them has he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hidden from the heat thereof. Now I want to read those first 6 verses from the Living Version, then we'll return here to the King James Version that we are just reciting from, that I was just reciting from. Psalm 19 in the Living Letters. The heavens are telling the power of Yahweh. They are a marvelous display of his craftsmanship. Day and night they keep on telling about Yahweh. Without a sound or word, silent in the skies, their message reaches out to all the world. The sun lives in the heavens where Yahweh placed it, and moves out across the skies as radiant as a bridegroom going to his wedding, or as joyous as an athlete looking forward to a race. The sun crosses the heavens from end to end, and nothing can hide from its heat. Now to verse 7, the next verse, here in Psalm 19, reading first of all from the King James, and then we'll go probably to the Living Letters, and then I'll go to an alternative version that I made up that represents, well, I'll tell you, it's sort of a tongue-in-cheek thing. But verse 7, the law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. So far we have the law is perfect, the testimony is sure, the statutes are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. The judgments, those are right after the Ten Commandments in Exodus 21. They're otherwise translated as privileges. But here it says, the judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Yahweh, my strength and my Redeemer. There are those who created a beautiful song out of that, out of the Psalm 19, verses 7 through about 10 or 11 there. Beautiful song. The law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. And I don't think I'll try to sing it for you. They might throw me off the air. Psalm 19, verse 7 in the Living Letters. Yahweh's laws are perfect. This is verse 7 and 8. Yahweh's laws are perfect. They protect us, make us wise, and give us joy and light. Yahweh's laws are pure, eternal, and just. They are more desirable than gold. They are sweeter than honey dripping from a honeycomb, for they warn us away from harm and give success to those who obey them. Now he skipped the part about the fear and the statutes and the testimony, the statutes and judgments. He skipped that part. I don't know how he did it. But anyway, it's good here where it says, for they warn us away from harm and give success to those who obey them. But how can I ever know what sins are lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults and keep me from deliberate wrongs. Help me to stop doing them. Only then can I be free of guilt and innocent of some great crime. May my spoken words and unspoken thoughts be pleasing even to you, O Yahweh, my rock and my Redeemer. So that's from the Living Letters there. I like the poetic form, though, in the Living Letters. However, it's more accurate and most accurate in the King James, since it's from the Antioch Scrolls, and it's not a paraphrase of the King James. Now, we want to go to the modern version that could well be Psalm 19, verses 7 through 12 in most of our modern churches today. So I'm going to change some of the words here, and you'll probably catch it. The law of Yahweh is almost perfect. So I added the word almost. And that would represent the theology of many modern scholars today and Bible seminaries. It's not perfect, but it's almost perfect. So that's what I'm going to be doing here. The law of Yahweh is almost perfect, converting the soul. Well, that would be questionable to them. The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of Yahweh are almost right, rejoicing the heart. That's what they'd say there. The commandment of Yahweh is, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yahweh are, some are true and some are not true. You just have to kind of make up your own relativistic way of thinking about them. But no, in the original, back to the original again, the judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous altogether. And then verse 10, more to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. So they'd have to say that they are not desirable. Verse 11, moreover by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is very little reward. Now, of course, it says there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. So we can understand our errors by reading the Scriptures. We can read it right from the Scriptures there. Keep back thy servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be upright and be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Yahweh, my strength and my Redeemer. Welcome to A Thought for Today. I'm Stephen, and I'm reading today from Psalm 20, and also Psalm 21. This is from the Living Version. And this is a patriotic psalm. Patriotic about our land. In your day of trouble, may Yahweh be with you. May the Mighty One of Yaakov, may the Mighty One of Jacob keep you from all harm. May he send you aid from his set-apart place in Zion. May he remember with pleasure the gifts you have given him, your offerings and burnt offerings. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. May there be shouts of joy when we hear the news of your victory, flags flying with praise to Yahweh for all that he has done for you. May he answer all your prayers. And then we're going to be going to the King James here for a moment there. After it says, Yahweh save the king. I know he does. He hears me from highest heaven and sends great victories. And then in verse 7, we'll read that. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of Yahweh. Back to the living, that verse reads and lists and sounds like this. Some nations boast of armies and of weaponry, but our boast is in Yahweh, our Mighty One. Yahweh, our Maker, or Yahweh, the Eternal. Some nations boast of armies and of weaponry, but our boast is in Yahweh, the Eternal. Those nations will collapse and perish. We will arise to stand firm and sure. Give victory to our King, O Yahweh. Oh, hear our prayer. Now to Psalm 21. How the king rejoices in thy strength, O Yahweh, how he exults in thy salvation. For thou hast given him his heart's desire, everything he asks you for. You welcomed him to the throne with success and prosperity. You set a kingly crown of purest gold upon his head. He asked for a long good life, and you have granted his request. The days of his life stretch on and on forever. His power, or his esteem, is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him, for thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. You have given him the unquenchable joy of your presence. And because the king trusts in Yahweh, he will never stumble, never fall, for he depends upon the steadfast love of Yahweh, who is above all Elohim. Your hand, O Yahweh, will find thy enemies, all who hate you. When you appear, they will be destroyed in the fierce fire of your presence. Yahweh will destroy them and their children. For these men plot against thee, Yahweh, but they cannot possibly succeed. They will turn and flee when they see thy arrows aimed straight at them. Accept our praise, O Yahweh, for all thy magnificent power. We will write songs to celebrate thy mighty acts. That was Psalm 20 and 21. Thanks for joining us here on Thought for Today. I'm Stephen. Shalom. We're reading today from Psalm 22 and the 23rd Psalm. And you'll hear something different there from the the living version than you normally would hear. Well, this is a messianic psalm in Psalm 22 and prophetic too. As we look ahead to the time, from the Old Testament time, that is, to when Messiah hung on the tree at Calvary. And Messiah said at that time, and it is written here in Psalm 22, and you're familiar with, probably, with G-O-D, my God, why have you forsaken me? Or Yahweh, Yahweh, why have you forsaken me? Why do you refuse to help me or even to listen to my groans? Day and night I keep on weeping, crying for your help, but there is no reply, for thou art pure and separate. For thou art Kadosh, the Hebrew word Kadosh. The praises of our fathers surrounded thy throne. They trusted thee, and you delivered them. You heard their cries for help and saved them. They were never disappointed when they sought thy aid. But I am a worm, not a man, scorned and despised by my own people and by all mankind. Everyone who sees me mocks and sneers and shrugs. Is this the one who rolled his burden on Yahweh? They laugh. Is this the one who claims Yahweh delights in him? We'll believe it when we see Yahweh rescue him. Yahweh, how thou hast helped me before. You took me safely from my mother's womb and brought me through the years of infancy. I have depended upon thee since birth. You have always been my mighty one. Don't leave me now, for trouble is near and no one else can possibly help. I am surrounded by fearsome enemies, strong as the giant bulls from Bashan. They come at me with open jaws like roaring lions attacking their prey. My strength is drained away like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart melts like wax. My strength has dried up like sun-baked clay. My tongue sticks to my mouth, for thou hast laid me in the dust of death. The enemy, this gang of evil men, circles me like a pack of dogs. They have pierced my hands and feet. I can count every bone in my body. See these men of evil gloat? They gloat and stare. They divide my clothes among themselves by a toss of the dice. O Yahweh, don't stay away. O my mighty one, my strength, hurry to my aid. Rescue me from death. Spare my precious life from all these evil men. Save me from these lion's jaws and from the horns of these wild oxen. Yes, Yahweh will answer me and rescue me. Verse 22, I will praise thee to all my brothers. I will stand up before the congregation and testify of thy wonderful things that thou hast done. Praise Yahweh, each one of you who fears him, I will say. Each one of you must fear and reverence his name. Let all Israel sing his praises. For he has not despised my cries of deep despair. He has not turned and walked away. When I cried to him, he heard and came. Yes, I will stand and praise thee before all the people. I will publicly fulfill my vows in the presence of all who reverence thy name. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. All who seek Yahweh shall find him and shall praise his name. Their hearts shall rejoice with everlasting joy. The whole earth shall see it and return to Yahweh. The people of every nation shall worship him, or shall praise him. For Yahweh is king and rules the nations, both proud and humble together, or humble, they say in Canada, both proud and humble together. All who are mortal, born to die, shall praise him. Our children too shall serve him, for they shall hear from us about the wonders of Yahweh. Generations yet unborn shall hear of all the miracles he did for us. I agree with that. I think we still have some years ahead of us. At least, maybe the end of this next generation here. So that was the 22nd Psalm, another wonderful prayer, but it also is what Messiah said as he quoted from that 22nd Psalm as he was on the tree, on the gnarly stake there at Calvary about 2,000 years ago when he died. We're coming up to the 2,000th year commemoration of his death, burial, and resurrection, of the Messiah's death, burial, and resurrection on the tree. And we're coming into the 7,000th rest year at that same time, the end of the 6,000 years of man on the earth. So that's a coincidence there. Let's go to the 23rd Psalm, and I'll be reading from the Living Letters, but you'll recognize this. Now, the word shepherd in Hebrew is rohi. So you'll recognize this. Because Yahweh is my shepherd, or because Yahweh is my rohi, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow grass and leads me beside the quiet streams. He restores my failing health. He helps me do what honors him the most. We're reading the 23rd Psalm there. I think the most quoted, most popular psalm. Because Yahweh is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow grass and leads me beside the quiet streams. He restores my failing health. He helps me do what honors him the most. Even when walking through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for thou art close beside me, guarding, guiding all the way. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me, in other words, in another more literal way. You're guarding and guiding me all the way. You provide delicious food for me in the presence of my enemies. Thou art welcomed. Thou hast welcomed me as thy guest. Blessings overflow. Thy goodness and unfailing kindness shall be with me all of my life. And afterwards, I will live for thee forever in thy home. That was the 23rd Psalm here on A Thought for Today.
The Thought for Today. The Scriptures for Today. And we'll be reading it from Psalm 24 and 25. Psalm 24 in the KJV. Verse 1, the earth is Yahweh's, and the fullness thereof, and the world, and they that dwell therein. They are all his. For he has founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Or in the Living Version, it also says, for he is the one who pushed the oceans back to let dry land appear. And who may climb the mountain of Yahweh, and enter where he lives? Who may stand before Yahweh? Only those with pure hands and pure hearts, who do not practice dishonesty and lying. So back to the KJV now. Unto thee do I lift up my soul. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who can ascend into the hill of Yahweh, or who shall stand in his pure place? He that has clean hands and his pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from Yahweh, and he shall receive righteousness from the Mighty One of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah, the Hebrew word Selah means to rest. Psalm 24, verse 7, lift up your heads, O you gates, and be you lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the king of esteem shall come in. Who is this king of esteem, this king of power? Yahweh, strong and mighty. Yahweh, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, even lift them up, you everlasting doors, and the king of power shall come in. Who is this king of power, this king of this estimable king? Yahweh of hosts, or Yahweh of armies. He is the king of power. Yahweh refers generally to the Father, and sometimes can refer to his son, the Messiah, or Yahusha. And who is the king of power? The Yahweh of hosts. He is the king of power. And Selah, which meant to rest, Psalm 24 there. Now Psalm 25, unto thee, O Yahweh, do I lift up my soul. O my Yahweh, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yes, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Yahweh. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the Mighty One of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. So that's laying out the bait there. The Mighty One of my salvation, on thee do I wait all the day. Remember, Yahweh, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old.
Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Yahweh. Great and upright is Yahweh, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of Yahweh are mercy and truth, unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Yahweh, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that fears Yahweh? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed, his children, his seed shall inherit the earth. What man is he that fears Yahweh? Him that teaches in the way that he shall choose. The secret of Yahweh is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. So that sounds very much like the previous verse there, verse 10, which said, all the paths of Yahweh are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. And then this verse 14 in the King James says, the secret of Yahweh is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Verse 15, my eyes are ever toward Yahweh, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. So there's another meal there for you. Some bait. Forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for there are many. For they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O Yahweh, out of all her troubles. And the pronoun there, her, is correct, referring to Israel. Israel as a nation, the children of Israel, the 12 tribes, of which no doubt you're a member. Whether you know it or not, unless you had parents who were of Greek descent, and then you'd be considered a Gentile in that case. But generally, we are the ransomed of Israel. And that completes Psalm 25. Esword, that's esword.com. And that can lead you to some more free supplies and resources out there that will really help you to do some good study. So, we'd like to thank you for joining us today on The Thought for Today. I'm Stefan Yah. Check out my website at yahvayahweh.com, yahvayahweh.name, and have a great day. Shalom.